The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus entered a village where a woman whose name was Martha welcomed him. She had a sister named Mary who sat beside the Lord at his feet, listening to him speak. Martha, burdened with much serving, came to him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me by myself to do the serving? Tell her to help me." The Lord said to her in reply, "Martha, Martha, you're anxious and worried about many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, and it will not be taken from her." The Gospel of the Lord. This beautiful story about Mary and Martha. They both serve the Lord in a different way. Mary, she sat at the foot of Jesus, listening. And her sister Martha was so busy with preparing the food. It's hospitality, right? So, what is teaching from this episode from Jesus? I don't think Jesus was condemning Martha because he did so many things for him. No way. But I think Jesus is teaching us one thing. It's not because Martha is working for him. Because Martha is worrying so many things. Jesus doesn't need this worrying of serving him. We serve him with simplicity. Do what you can. And be at peace, at ease. That's the way we serve the Lord. In fact, she became impatient. She came to Jesus, lady, you know, shouting, "Jesus, don't you see my sister still sitting there? Why don't you ask her to help me to do all these things for you?" And Jesus said, "Martha, Martha, you're anxious and worried about many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part." You may ask, Mary is the one who sits down, do nothing. Did she serve Jesus? Now, who is this Mary? No definite answer, because the exegesis, they cannot give the answer. But some, according to some missionary, they said this Mary is the same as Mary of Magdala, or we call Magdalene, the one who had seven devils in her, and Jesus cast all the devils outside her. That's why you can understand she was so grateful to the Lord. You can imagine, seven devils in her. That means she tried hard to start again, again, and again. And Jesus, with so much patience with her, finally cast out all the evil spirit inside her. She is free. You can imagine, once you are free, stay more time with the Lord. Because only material things that keep you down to the earth. We don't have a living heart. Our heart is dead because we only serve material goods. And she's free now. That's why she so enjoyed to stay with. Imagine those saints before they joined the congregation, or before they start a new congregation, religious orders. Practically, they are all sinners in a certain sense. The issues of Loyola, the founder of Jesuits, he was a soldier. Soldiers, what's the aim of the life, his life? For fame, for power. She's waiting for this. She was wounded and opened the gospel, and she was converted. Then you start a new congregation, it's completely different. Another beautiful story about Augustine. She's a professor of Latin, famous professor. He's not only teaching in Rome. He even went to Milano to teach because it's an esteemed place to teach Latin. But his life, absolutely out of order. Her mother prayed and cried for him for 30 years. When he met the Bishop of Milano, he was converted. And later on, he became a bishop. Beautiful teaching in the early church. You can imagine, we can be bad for a certain extent. We can be lazy in the past. But once you change, you should stick to the virtue. Don't go here and there. We cannot serve two masters in our life. That's why Mary, when he met Jesus, stay firm to Jesus. In the past, if you were in sinful life, and once you're converted, be more prayerful, even fasting, to keep yourself alert. We are always weak. Only with the Lord we are strong. Trust in His mercy. But don't trust in yourself. Martha, he's okay. He's working for Jesus. But don't complain. Many times you work so hard in a family, then you complain why your sister not doing this, or why your this not doing that. If you want to do it, you do it. And don't tell the other people as if you are the only one. Okay, why can't you do it by yourself? Love is always giving. Martha fall into the trap. She want Mary to work with her. Maybe out of jealousy. Of course, she loved Jesus also, no matter. Even your working heart, still you have time for the Lord. She didn't have time. She didn't find time. That's why Jesus said, why you worry so many things? It's okay, you prepare the food. But anxiety not coming from the work. from your mind, from your attitude. So when you love, when you serve with a good attitude, don't complain, then matter. Don't ask people to do what you're doing. If you can't do it, stop doing. Love is always like this. So this story is a very simple story. Learn from Mary. We're all sinners. We all ought to be thankful to the Lord. Stay more time with the Lord when you come to the church. Not just looking at the newspaper or looking on iPad. Pray a little bit more. After Holy Communion, stay more time in silence. At least 10 minutes. Keep silent. Your only time with the Lord, at least in the church. And don't wondering all the time. You don't serve the Lord in this way. We serve the Lord with the mouth, not with the heart. And we are invited to serve with open hearts, true love, simplicity. Learn from Mary Magdalene. This quietness, stay with the Lord. Also learn from Mary Magdalene, Martha, to do something to serve other people, not just sitting there. When there's need, you do it and finish. And don't complain that you are the only person to do it. Otherwise, you're not serving really with a good heart. So today, we have learned this lesson in this coming week. Try to live the spirit of Mary Magdalene with this quietness of heart, peaceful heart, with this soul of closeness to the Lord. Even you cannot come to the church, the time on the trip to your work, remain in silence. Even people are watching all the mails, all the funny things, and keep a little bit quiet, close your eye a little bit. Even you are not meditating, think about the Lord is with you. Stay with Him for some moments. Jesus has promised, seek first the kingdom of God. That means doing His will with love. The rest will be given. So don't worry what about the result of anything you are doing. God is blessing you. Important, you have a quiet heart, a peaceful mind. I believe in one God Almighty.